Imagine actually loving everything you have in your closet. I'm getting a little closer to that experience the more I get from Honeylove. I've learned I can really rely on the comfort, fit, quality, and look of Honeylove no matter what. And it seems like they think of everything we might want but didn't know existed. The Legging 2.0, for example, has it all. Comfort, function, and style. Smooth, soft fabric, hidden shaping panels that make me feel extra supported and confident, sheer-proof fabric so I have no worries, side pockets for the convenience I need, a super cute look, and more. And I love that I can wear them out and about, around the house, or to work out. And Honeylove addresses all of the typical complaints about bras and shapewear, too. All of Honeylove's products make everything I wear feel better. So yes, Honeylove has you covered for the everyday look, workouts, weddings, and more. Go check it out. Treat yourself to the best bras, shapewear, leggings, and more on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/newsworthy. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/newsworthy. After your purchase, they ask you where you heard about them, so please support our show and tell them we sent you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it.
Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. Thank you so much for listening. Today, a top North Korean official is in New York. Rules for banks could be changing. And Kim Kardashian West at the White House. Plus, Walmart pays college tuition and the viral Twitter promise. All that and much more in less than 10 minutes. And hang out today after the news for Three Question Thursday. We are talking a bit more about GDPR, aka the reason you've gotten so many privacy policy emails in the last week. I'm Erica Mandy. Today is Thursday, May 31st. You ready? Let's do this. It seems the meeting between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un could be back on. Maybe. Today will be day two of talks between a top North Korean official and the U.S. Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo. And the talks are happening in New York. CNN says it's the most senior North Korean official to come to the U.S. in nearly two decades. ABC News reports that same guy is a former spy chief, reportedly behind assassination attempts in South Korea and the Sony hack in the U.S. He had to get special permission to be in the country. Remember, the U.S. has demanded that North Korea give up its nuclear weapons. North Korea said, not so fast, probably won't happen. And just last week, President Trump called off the planned meeting altogether. Well, now it seems both countries are still negotiating and preparing for the original time and place. The two leaders could meet in Singapore as soon as June 12th. This could be a big change for banks. The Federal Reserve says it wants to ease up rules on risky trading. The Wall Street Journal says it means even the big banks like JPMorgan Chase and Goldman Sachs would deal with fewer government audits and be able to do more types of trading. The Fed Chairman Jerome Powell says the current rule is just overly complex and inefficient, and it's time for change. But some consumer advocate groups are saying, please don't. They feel it gives banks too much leeway and the chance to find loopholes in the law. For now, it's all just a proposal. It'll be open to public comment and could still change before the new rules are finalized. Terminally ill patients can now try out experimental drugs, even if the FDA has not given its approval. It's all part of the new Right to Try law that President Trump signed yesterday. Usually, new medications have to go through a pretty lengthy process to get the government's approval. Companies have to prove the drugs are safe and that they actually work. But now terminal patients don't have to wait. The Hill reports President Trump made the new law a priority, saying it will give thousands of Americans hope and a fighting chance to live. Other supporters say it'll give patients more choices. Critics, though, say it really won't do much for patients, that most drugs don't make it through clinical trials for a reason, and that it actually makes it harder for new drugs to get approval in the future. Keep in mind, this new law means patients can try to get experimental drugs, but it doesn't actually require the drug companies to provide them. And insurance companies won't be paying for them. The Equal Rights Amendment is just one state away now from possibly making its way into the U.S. Constitution. Congress actually approved the amendment more than 45 years ago, but it didn't get enough states to ratify it to actually make it into the Constitution. It needs 38 states to give the thumbs up. Well, yesterday, Illinois became state number 37. Critics say the amendment is not needed, that other laws give women equal rights, and some even argue the law will expand abortion rights. Supporters say not true, that it's needed to officially guarantee equal rights for women, and that it can still make a legal difference in some discrimination cases. So stay tuned. Everyone thought a Russian journalist who is known to criticize the Russian government was murdered. But it turns out he's actually alive. He showed up at a press conference yesterday and shocked even his own friends, family, and colleagues. The Telegraph reports it was all part of a sting operation with the Ukrainian Secret Service. They say it was necessary to stop the real threat on the journalist's life. And they say the Russian government paid someone to kill him, and now there's been an arrest. Russia says not true. All right, other things people may be talking about today. There was an unexpected visitor at the White House this week, Kim Kardashian West, as in the reality TV star and beauty mogul. She met with President Trump in the Oval Office yesterday. Why? Well, she wants the president to pardon Alice Marie Johnson. Johnson is now a great-grandmother who was sentenced to life in prison for drug trafficking. The AP reported at the time she was convicted that she helped lead a multi-million dollar cocaine ring. But it was also a first-time nonviolent drug offense. In today's world, she actually would not have gotten a life sentence. But she's already served 20 years. Vox reports Kardashian West heard the woman's story in recent months and wanted to help. So she reached out to Ivanka Trump, who put her in touch with her husband, Jared Kushner, who helped Kim Kardashian West get the meeting with the president. But will it work to get the grandmother the pardon? It's not clear yet. President Trump has taken a tough stance on drugs in the past. To be continued. Consumer Reports just changed its mind about Tesla's Model 3 and now gives the electric car two thumbs up. Remember, Consumer Reports had criticized the car for braking issues, saying it took way too long for the Model 3 to come to a stop. But Tesla's CEO Elon Musk responded pretty quickly, and all it took was a software update to fix the issue. Consumer Reports was impressed and now gives it the full endorsement. You may notice a new feature in your Uber app, a red 911 button. Uber says this is one more way to try and help users feel safe so they can call authorities quickly if they need to. CNET reports Uber is also testing a feature right now that would automatically send police your location if you hit that panic button. The company has taken some heat for reports of drivers assaulting passengers, so it's trying some new things. Uber is also requiring driver background checks more often than it used to. Walmart says it'll pay the way for its employees to go to college on the side, at least a low-cost college. Business Insider reports part-time, full-time, and salaried employees will have the option to pay just $1 a day for education. Employees have the choice of three universities with online programs for working adults. Of course, there's a bit of a catch. They have to study either business or supply chain management. Experts say it'll probably be worth it for the company, even though it could cost Walmart millions or even a couple billion dollars. Cleveland Browns football player Demarius Randle promised on Twitter that if the Cleveland Cavaliers win the NBA Finals this year, he'll buy everyone who retweets his tweet a jersey. He later told ESPN he thought it would get about 100 retweets. It's now at more than 925,000 and climbing. At about $100 a jersey, we're talking millions of dollars to follow through on the promise. So yeah, now he's saying it was obviously a joke, but that he's encouraged by how passionate the fan base is. And that's it for the main news today, but it's now time for Three Question Thursday, where I talk about a different topic with a different expert every Thursday. This week, we are chatting about the GDPR. It's a new law in the European Union that has a global impact, and it's the reason you've probably been getting all those privacy policy emails over the last couple of weeks. So yes, we did talk about this in last Friday's episode, but I wanted to bring on an expert to explain a bit more about it. We talk about what GDPR really is, who it affects, and what you should actually do with all those emails. My guest today is Dana Simberkoff. She's the Chief Risk, Privacy, and Information Security Officer at AvePoint. She manages a global team of experts and has dealt with GDPR in a lot of different ways. In addition to AvePoint, she also works with industry associations, including the International Association of Privacy Professionals. So here is my conversation with Dana Simberkoff. Hi, Dana. Thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me. Great to be with you.
So let's start with, what is the General Data Protection Regulation, or GDPR, and what should the average person, that consumer, really know about it? What's the main thing to know about it?
So the EU General Data Protection Regulation is a new law which came into effect in just this month, May 25th of this year, 2018. And it's the first EU-wide privacy law that brings together Europe as a joint community. If you live in Europe, it's important to know that under the GDPR, you have some new individual rights as a consumer, which includes the right to really control your data, to know what kinds of information organizations are collecting about you, how they're using it, what they're doing with it. And you have a number of new rights under GDPR, like the right to request that data, to know what that information is, to correct it if it's wrong, and in some circumstances to ask for it to be deleted or to be moved. Now, that's for people living inside of Europe. For everybody else, GDPR may afford you some protections as well, because companies that are doing business in Europe or doing business with Europeans may be extending some of those rights to their broader customer base as well. And so it's really good for the average consumer to know about this, regardless of where they live.
So we've all gotten those emails that say we've updated our privacy policies. I think all of our inboxes last week were filled with them. So, of course, that is because of GDPR. But should we actually be opening those emails? And if so, what should we be looking for if we haven't done that yet?
Sure. Well, yes, you probably, like me, have received many of those emails. And in fact, a couple of them could have been from AvePoint too. And I do think it's important to update them, because one of the big changes under GDPR is that companies are required to really simplify their privacy policies, make them very clear, which is not something that was always the case in the past. And so now, if you haven't taken the time to learn about the data collection practices of services that you've signed up for, companies that you do business with, this is a really good time to do it, better than any other time, because those policies should be pretty clear and simple now. Also, it's really good for you to know as a consumer who is collecting your data and what you signed up or agreed to do. And I think, you know, as individuals and as consumers, we all have a responsibility to read what we sign up for, read those terms and conditions.
And in some cases, you will have to take additional action, right, to actually approve some of these new policies.
If the goods or services or communications are something that you're interested in continuing to receive, then definitely take the time to read through that notice and re-opt in. So if you had previously given consent to a company, you would need to potentially re-give your consent in a GDPR-approved manner for that company to continue sharing information with you about their goods and services.
And finally, what are the consequences for businesses not complying? Is the enforcement just based on customer complaints? And has anyone already faced enforcement action at this point?
They can be quite significant. The maximum penalties under GDPR could be up to 4% of global annual revenue for an organization, or 20 million euros. And those are in the cases of the egregious breaches or failures to comply in really significant ways. But there are a number of different ways that a company can incur penalties. I mean, certainly a complaint from an individual data subject is one way to get that process rolling, but the data protection authorities also have the ability to do their own investigations. And yes, there have been some complaints filed already against Facebook and Google. They were filed on, I think, the day that GDPR came into effect. And I think we'll continue to see that that happen, and continue to see the complaints filed, and the regulators will be doing their investigations. And it may take a little bit of time. GDPR, like Y2K, is not a once and done. It's an ongoing effort and will really change data collection and data use practices of personal information on an ongoing basis.
Dana, thank you so much, and appreciate you being here.
Erica, my pleasure. Thanks so much.
And if you want to read more about this topic or any of the news stories mentioned in today's episode, just go to thenewsworthy.com, click episodes, and then find today's date. You will see all the links and information there. If we are not connected yet on Instagram, please find me and say hello. I'm at Erica Mandy News. I always love to interact with you just a bit more. Thanks so much again for listening to today's episode. The Newsworthy is ready for you by 4 in the morning Eastern Time every weekday. So I'll be back getting you caught up on more news tomorrow. Have a great day.